and was like, I am positive you have Hashimoto's. Let me pull your TPO antibodies, Pulled them. My TPO antibodies were like 79. And they should be under 9. So that's an indication right there, you Hashimoto's. I did catch it very, very early, hence why I was still so lean, hence why I thought I had really good energy. Welcome back, Max.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm not like super great. Mm. I got my blood work back from Dr. Jim. Cortisol is like off the charts.
High or low?
High.
High means
it's
that
20.
What?
It's 20. Morning cortisol is a 20.
What does high mean?
High means that you have too much cortisol in your system in the morning, but your adrenals haven't failed yet.
Oh.
So the adrenals are still okay, but it's a sign that you're going towards adrenal fatigue. So my cortisol is at a 20. It should be at like a 6 to 8.
Mm.
I think he likes to see 6 to 8. So he's pretty – I hate when he's disappointed in me. Like, I like want to go in and get an A-plus every time. Overall, all my other numbers improved, though. Like, my thyroid numbers improved, which is amazing. I have Hashimoto's, if you don't know. And I manage it naturally without any prescription meds. I use supplementation and lifestyle interventions. Like,
But when did you first – I'm trying to think of how long you've been on this journey.
When did you realize
you had Hashimoto's?
When Kenzie was born.
So 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were healthy as a clam. I mean,
well,
for the most part. What made you do this?
So originally I went to see Dr. Jim. This is what I always do. I think I'm a bit of like a kinesthetic learner. So I really learn by like doing things. And I have done this with physical therapy. I've done it with kinesiology. I've always learned through mentors. Nutrition, like I have a degree, obviously, in kinesiology, a master's degree in kinesiology, where I studied a lot of nutrition as well. But I really learned the most about nutrition through my own nutrition mentors and actively doing his programs to prep for fitness shows, which I used to compete in. And then same thing with like physical therapy, like C-section recovery. I went down and for a year and a half, I worked with like experts that specialize in C-section recovery and went through everything with them, soaked up other knowledge, wrote a program with them, did the research, whatever. That's just how I am the best learner. I don't learn that well by like just taking a course on something. I actually have to like get out and like do it with the person, which is why I spend so much money and time on experts. And that's what I did with Dr. Jim. So when I started piquing interest in functional medicine, I was reading a lot about it, you know, but I needed to like learn it in my way. And I knew that was by working with one of the best. So I found one of the best. His name's Jim Lavelle. And I set up just for fun to network with him. I set up an appointment as a patient because that was the only way I could get in front of him, because he like wouldn't take a meeting with me because like I'm not really in functional medicine. You know, I'm like a trainer nutritionist. So I set up as a patient. So he pulled on my labs and I thought like I was going to go in and he'd be like, dude, you're freaking crushing it. Maybe you're a little low on magnesium or vitamin D or something, but like overall, like A+. That is not what happened. You have to understand that I went in probably like 10% body fat, which is about where I am now, but like 6-pack. I mean, ton of muscle on me. Like I was like more muscular then than now, like just jacked, like big old shoulders and just like strong as fuck, fast, like extremely good, like conditioning. And I go in, he's like, so what brings you in here? You know, I'm like, oh, I just wanted to like network with you. Like, I just really like to learn about this stuff. And I'm really like trying to learn more about this. And I just thought like, you're one of the best and I want to learn from you. He's like, okay, cool. He's like, well, let's just dive into your labs and like see what's there. I'm like, okay, cool. So we dive in and he just starts ding, 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 calling out all these puzzle pieces that once you put them together, told him I had Hashimoto's, which was a thyroid issue. I also was having adrenal fatigue, and I also had leaky gut, which most of you listening love you, but you also have it. And it's just part of like our lifestyle, stress, processed foods, not sleeping enough, all these things. So he didn't pull my TPO antibodies, but he pulled the rest of my thyroid numbers, which still looked pretty good. But he could tell by looking at the rest of my blood work that I had Hashimoto's. And he asked me a couple questions, looked at my eyes, looked at my fingernails, and was like, I am positive you have Hashimoto's. Let me pull your TPO antibodies. Da, 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 da. Pulled them. My TPO antibodies were like 79. And they should be under 9. So that's an indication right there, you Hashimoto's. I did catch it very, very early. Hence why I was still so lean. Hence why I thought I had really good energy. I thought I had really good energy. But he put me on this whole, like, we got to redo your gut. We got to clean it out. We got to repopulate it. We have to replenish. I was like low on a bunch of stuff, like magnesium. I was super low on. And I remember 2 days after I started the supplement routine, my energy went so far through the roof. I couldn't believe it. Like, I thought I did have really high energy. And then I got on these supplements of these minerals and vitamins that I was deficient in and started replenishing, and I felt like an immediate difference. I was like, oh shit. And then I just kept working with them. Like, and every 6 months we pull labs, and I've just been improving ever since. And I've had obviously setbacks. I've had pregnancies, post pregnancies, surgeries, post surgeries. I have had hiccups with like stress or whatever, where we have to kind of go back and like do some work. But
yeah, business, marriage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lifelong, you know, commitment. It's not like, oh, you go see a functional medicine doctor like one time. They're like, oh, you're good. And then you're like good for 10 years. I mean, I pull my labs every 6 months and I learn something every single time. It's been amazing. I love working with functional medicine doctors. I learn so much every time I do. I'm actually one of his practitioners now under his own like portal. So I get to learn from like all the stuff that he puts out, the research he teaches all over the world, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, my thyroid numbers look better than they've ever looked, except for my TPO antibodies are still at 36, which is about where they've been for like 3 years. So I still got to work on that. But really, it's come down to for us is like managing stress and managing like emotions. Basically, it's like emotional, I guess, like trauma, you could say, but that's not the right word. It's like emotional, it's too much like... It's emotions. I forget like how he basically put it, but he was like, you're stimulating your nervous system because of like these emotions where you have to like let this shit go, you know, and like deal with it, because we're dealing with everything else that I can help you do without one piece that you need to do, which is basically manage your stress and manage your emotions and stuff to like be healthy in that way, is like the missing link, which is so interesting to me and very difficult to do. So it's been amazing and informative, and Max sees functional medicine too.
Yeah.
But yeah, all my numbers are actually really good, but my cortisol numbers look terrible. So I need to better manage my stress. So like what I told Max is like, I work a lot. Like I probably work 10 hours a day most days. And then like I'll work before bedtime too. So one thing I'm going to do is like scale back my work day to just like 7 or 8 hours. Which to me sort of feels like I'm working part-time, but like I know that that's what like a normal work week is like, but like I just have never worked a normal work week. So that's one change. And then I'm going to start doing like a bit more like sound baths. Like went to a sound bath last night, which is relaxing to me, but I was still so up in my head the whole time. I could barely relax. It was really annoying, but it just takes a while to sort of get back into it. There's a meditation studio up the street that I'm going to start going to. Float tanks. How do you manage your stress?
Oh, good question. I think my cortisol levels are very high also.
They are? What are they?
I don't remember. I don't like dive in as much as you do.
Like something's wrong? But, diving in.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because I the same way, because you mentioned sound bath. It's like I do yoga. So yoga to me is a de-stressor. But when I'm in yoga, it's hot yoga, I like do my best thinking. Like, you know, because like, I ever always tell you this. You're like, yeah, you're supposed to like turn your brain off. And I'm like, no.
That's
my,
running for
my
me.
My brain is dialed when I'm doing this. Yeah. Like that's why I come out. I'll bring my notebook in there and be like, I got to jot this shit down. Like every time I come out of there, very grateful and very thought provoking. But a video game, I don't know. It's just kind of how we're wired. I mean, you know what I mean? Like it's like, you know, you mentioned you're taking a step back and you're working more than full time hours. So it's like, you know, it's all relative. Like you're like, it's something you've really struggled with probably for your entire life because you've equated hours with money, and then the more hours you can spend working, the more money you make. And that is true to an extent. And you reached that point in your life, not in the last 12 months, honestly, probably 4 years ago, you reached the point where it didn't make sense for you to continue to work more, and yet you've continued to work more. And that's brought a lot of friction. I mean, that's been a really big stress over the last 2 years, I'd say, between us and a working environment that is, we kind of made it through that storm. I feel like we're in a good spot there. But yeah, it's challenging because like I'm like I mentioned video games and I'm like, dude, I'm out there fucking competing. I'm like yelling at the screen, like
he tries to like break
his controller. Like I get like, really wow. upset. I just want to like I don't want to just sit back and be like, let's like listen to the thing. It's like no, I want to fucking destroy some 12-year-olds in Rocket League, like, and let them know about it, right?
No,
like,
he doesn't let them know about it. You don't taunt kids.
No, I don't. I don't. Not unless they taunt me first, but. no, I just like to compete. I keep score. And my thing is, like, that's what I try to teach the boys is, like, I don't like to compete just to win, right? I like to compete to get better. I like to measure myself. I like to track my progress. I like to fail at something often. You know, it's like a lot of people like golf. I mean, like, golf is, for me, it's like that will never be an outlet. I golfed my dad for the first time in probably 12 years. What an insane – I mean, it was a lot of fun, but what an insane way to spend your time, like, 4 hours. I don't do anything for 4 hours. Like I play video games. I'll play for like an hour and a half. Like, and I'll be like ready to go to bed. It's just a long time to spend. And that's some people's outlet, which just works for them. I don't have one, to be honest with you. I struggle with the same thing you struggle with in this regard. I just don't struggle with to the degree that you struggle with it because this has been a really big demon of yours. But you don't struggle with food. I struggle with food. You don't struggle with exercise. I struggle a little bit with exercise, a lot of it with food, and probably like average with like the mental and emotional side.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our things, you know, and I get a lot of messages like, how do you stay motivated? Like, how do you stay like so disciplined with your diet and stuff? And it's like, I'm human too. I don't struggle with those things. I really enjoy working out. That is an outlet for me, like a stress reliever. I get to escape. I get to just turn my brain off and just focus on movement. Again, I think it relates to like the kind of like learner I am. Like I'm also ADHD. So like I have to move my body. But, and food, you know, I've never been a foodie like my entire life. It's just not in my genes. You know, I had a little bit of food issues when I used to compete where I'd feel really deprived. And then I would be like craving a lot of things. But like once I got out of that cycle, because I quit competing because of that reason, because I've seen so many clients that have, once you go like too far, it's hard to get back, you know? And that's why I actually quit competing, because after my competition, I sort of like went off like the deep end and I was like, this is not why I'm competing. Like I need to stop competing because this is not like healthy, you know? I quit. And then it took me like probably 6 months to like regulate my mindset again around food. And then I've never had an issue with food, but guys, I mean, I do have issues with other things like stress. Fuck. Oh my God. Like, and I feel like stress is worse than anything else, you know? I mean, yeah, if you're eating like really shitty, yeah, that's bad. But
I think it's hard to compare them because they're all related, right? Because most people, if they're really stressed, they're going to take it out on the fridge. You know what I mean? Like, that's what
I
do.
See, I don't do that.
So, like, but no, but I mean, like,
a lot of people do, yeah.
It's everyone, like, yeah, I wouldn't say, but like, mental health is like, to me, I would say, is like the final frontier, right? It's like the one thing that separates all of us, right? Because you can come out with some innovation where everyone can eat the same thing through a straw or an IV and we'd all be the same weight. And like, what would separate us is our thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I think to me, I think everything you see, whether it's violence, whether it's obesity, it's all stems from mental health. So in a lot of ways, it's like the bottom level of the pyramid of who we are as humans. And everyone struggles with their own, like everyone has struggles.
Yeah.
What it is.